There are so many voices all speaking at the same time. So whose voice do you listen to? And depending on what voices you listen to will shape who you are and how you live. Many people are confused about their identity. So who am I when I am myself? There are many external pressures trying to squeeze you into a mold and mindset. Some of these factors that seek to define you are your appearance, your educational qualifications, your life experience, your occupation, your financial status, or even your reputation. However, when you fail or fall from favor in an important relationship, or lose your job or status, then what? And when life circumstances change for the worse, does your identity change too? Admittedly, these factors can shake you, causing insecurity, creating an uncertainty about who you really are. And there's no doubt that these factors shape your identity profoundly. There are also many internal factors that shape your identity, not least of all what you think about yourself. In this regard, you can have an inflated opinion of yourself or an understated opinion. What's necessary is a right assessment of yourself in true humility. The Apostle Paul rightly says, "Do not think of yourself more highly than you should think," Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. And elsewhere, "If anyone considers himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself," Galatians chapter 6 and verse 3. Now these factors undeniably have a shaping influence on your identity. Yet it's far better to find your identity in God's design. He created you to be uniquely you. So when you define your identity in Christ, there is stability and security, for no one knows you better than your Creator. Then let's see ourselves as God sees us. For when you live according to the way God sees you, then your worth is found in Him, rather than on either external or internal factors. The world around you tries to pressure you to define yourself by your successes or failures in life, your achievements, or what others think of you. Yet, far more helpfully, your worth is measured by how God values you. Firstly, He loves you unconditionally. To prove this, He sent Jesus to die to forgive your sin. Your worth is determined by the price someone is willing to pay for you. In the inspired words of the Apostle John, "This is how we have come to know love. Jesus laid down His life for us." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. Your identity is shaped profoundly, knowing you are deeply loved by God. Secondly, He has adopted you into His family as His precious child. This creates a sense of belonging. You have found acceptance with God through Jesus. The Apostle Paul describes those in Christ as adopted as children through Jesus Christ for Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace that He lavished on us in the Beloved One. Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 5 and 6. Thirdly, your identity shapes your character. It makes you a better, stronger, and more confident person. Further, it also distinguishes you from others so that you can realize your uniqueness. These three truths bring incredible security and free you from the fluctuating opinions of others or a warped perspective about yourself. Your significance is found in your relationship with God, and this must shape you rather than relationships with others and circumstances of life. Your goal is to see yourself as God sees you. Over the next few days, I'll unpack some of these aspects in greater detail to help us all to discover our true identity and better understand who you are in Christ, enabling you to live for God in a manner that truly pleases Him. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, help me to know my true identity in Christ, allowing this to shape me rather than being shaped by people's opinions or my inaccurate self-assessment. Amen.